Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I talk about potential trade targets for the Pittsburgh Penguins. In this podcast, I talk about what the Pittsburgh Penguins need to improve upon and who they should target for the trade deadline. This was an all-or-nothing season for the Pittsburgh Penguins, with their core players reaching the end of their primes and having gone all in to trade for Erik Karlsson. Before the season, everyone expected Pittsburgh to be a good offensive team because Crosby and Malkin are still star players, while Karlsson and Letang are both impactful offensive players from the back end. The greatest question mark for the Penguins was their age and when the core players would start to show signs of decline. And the other major concern was their goaltending, as Tristan Jarry has had a myriad of injuries over the years. The Pittsburgh Penguins are a streaky team. They will go on a win streak, but then they will also go on a losing skid right after, making it difficult to be a playoff team in their division. The Metropolitan Division is arguably the toughest in the entire NHL, so if Pittsburgh has a brief slip-up or an extended losing streak, it could end up causing them to miss the playoffs. So far this season, Pittsburgh is a 500 team with a 9-9 record, with 58 goals for, which is 17th in the NHL, and 47 goals against, which is 6th in the NHL. Surprisingly, the strength of their team is their defense and goaltending, while they have struggled at times to get consistent secondary scoring. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. When healthy, the Pittsburgh Penguins should have a great top six as well as a solid bottom six. But due to the injuries of Rickard Rakell and Brian Rust, their goal scoring has taken a hit lately. While Rakell and Rust will eventually return, the Penguins could definitely improve their depth scoring, as they don't get much production from their bottom six currently. They should look for a third line forward who could play both center and wing, and can play a bit on the penalty kill as well, if needed. As good as their top four is right now, their third pair is kind of weak, so I could definitely see Pittsburgh trying to add a veteran defenseman to pair with Chad Ruedel when he eventually returns to the lineup. The defenseman should also be a good penalty killer. One player the Penguins should target is Sean Monahan. He is still an extremely effective center who has gotten off to a terrific start to the season with the Montreal Canadiens. At this point in his career, Monahan is a third line center who can help contribute on the second power play unit and can kill penalties if needed. This is exactly what the Penguins need, a veteran center who can hold his own on the third line and contribute in all situations. Ili Tolvanen and Kyler Yamamoto. Although this doesn't really help address the lack of depth at the center position, Ili Tolvanen and Kyler Yamamoto are both valuable depth pieces who can play in all situations. When played with star players like Crosby and Malkin, they could definitely help chip in offensively. Adding these two players would allow the Penguins the flexibility to move Riley Smith down to the third line, which is where he should be playing at this point in his career. Joe Valeno. Joe Valeno is the ultimate Swiss Army knife to have on the team, and he's exactly the type of player who would excel in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Similar to what Nick Paul does for the Tampa Bay Lightning, Joe Valeno can play all three forward positions, be played in either the top six or be played as the third line center, and can be also used on the power play and penalty kill. Pittsburgh needs more versatility in the lineup, and adding Joe Valeno would certainly help. Jonathan Kovacevic. Jonathan Kovacevic is one of the more underrated defensemen. While he isn't a major name per se, he has played a big part on the decor for the upstart Montreal Canadiens. Kovacevic would be a great defenseman to have on the third pair, and he is a good penalty killer. Andrew Peak. Andrew Peak is a solid defensive defenseman who has fallen out of favor in Columbus due to the additions of Damon Severson and David Yurachek. Andrew Peak has only played in 4 games this season, but if you get him regular ice time on a good team, he could be a good third pair defenseman who can be used on the PK. Logan Stanley. Logan Stanley is a towering defenseman who fits the bill as a depth defenseman in the playoffs. Due to the physical nature of the playoffs, it would be great to add a big defenseman as their defense is pretty small in stature. Stanley would be a serviceable defenseman on the third pair and could be used on the PK occasionally if needed. Check out my hockey blog at HockeyWizTalksHockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at HockeyWiz777. This is the projected lineup with Sean Monahan and Andrew Peak. First line is Sidney Crosby centering Jake Gunsell and Rickard Rakell. Second line is Evgeny Malkin centering Riley Smith and Brian Rust. Third line is Sean Monahan centering Radim Sohorna and Drew O'Connor. Fourth line is Noel Achari centering Matt Nieto and Jeff Carter. The first D pair is Ryan Graves and Chris Letang. Second D pair is Marcus Pedersen and Erik Karlsson. Third D pair is Chad Ruedel and Andrew Peak. Goalies are Tristan Jarry and Alex Nedeljkovic. This is the projected lineup with Ili Tolvanen, Kyler Yamamoto, and Logan Stanley. First line is Sidney Crosby centering Jake Gunsell and Rickard Rakell. Second line is Evgeny Malkin centering Ili Tolvanen and Brian Rust. Third line is Lars Eller centering Riley Smith and Kyler Yamamoto. Fourth line is Noel Achari centering Radim Sohorna and Jeff Carter. Their top four defensemen stays the same, while they add Logan Stanley on the third pair to pair with Chad Ruedel. And their goalies remain the same. This is the projected lineup with Joe Valeno and Jonathan Kovacevic. The first line is Sidney Crosby centering Jake Gunsell and Brian Rust. Second line is Evgeny Malkin centering Joe Valeno and Rickard Rakell. Third line is Lars Eller centering Riley Smith and Drew O'Connor. Fourth line is Noel Achari centering Radim Sohorna and Jeff Carter. Their top four defensemen remain the same, while Jonathan Kovacevic pairs with Chad Ruedel on the third pair. The goalies also remain the same. Listen to Hockey West Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravels. The Pittsburgh Penguins must win now, so they most definitely will look to improve their team at the trade deadline. Look for them to go all in at the deadline to acquire pieces to help win another Stanley Cup. In my next podcast, I talk about potential trade targets for the New Jersey Devils.